Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 35, 3 to 10. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3 to 10. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. My theme for reflection is when the desert starts to sing. When the desert starts to sing. Some mornings, especially in winter, we wake up feeling like our bones have filed a complaint and our knees have lost their baptismal courage. Perhaps that is why when I read Isaiah 35, I imagined the prophet smiling gently at us and saying, "Yes, I see those tired hands, those wobbly knees, and that anxious heart, but hold on. God is about to make the desert dance." It is a light-hearted picture, but it carries a profound truth. Even the wilderness has a future when God steps into the story. Isaiah 35, 3 to 10 speaks to a people who had forgotten how joy feels. Their bodies told the truth long before their lips could form the words. Weak hands, feeble knees, fearful hearts, dimmed vision, and muted tongues. Exile had not only taken their land, it had taken their strength. Yet into this landscape of human exhaustion comes a message that sounds almost unreasonable. Strengthen the weak hands, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God, he will come and save you. The prophet does not deny the pain, he interrupts it. The text begins not with people, but with creation itself bursting into praise. The desert rejoices, the dry places blossom. It is as if the land, which had been holding its breath through the exile, suddenly exhales in song. Salvation here is not abstract, but ecological. God does not merely redeem souls, he renews worlds. This creational joy frames the healing that follows, reminding us that when God comes, everything from the soil to the spirit is revived. Gabriel Marcel once wrote, "Hope is for the soul what breathing is for the living body." Isaiah's vision reveals a people whose spiritual lungs had collapsed under despair. God's promise is the divine breath that restores them. Their healing is not merely medical, it is relational. God comes, God saves, God ransoms, and God leads them home. Psalm 126 beautifully echoes Isaiah's promise. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream, our mouths were filled with laughter. Both passages insist that God's redemption creates a future where sorrow is temporary and joy is inevitable. In Isaiah 35, the holy way is the climactic gift, a road wide enough for fools, safe enough for predators, and straight enough to carry even the wearied back to Zion. No detours, no threats, no dead ends, just the assurance that God's people will arrive where God intends them to be. In a world of complicated routes, Isaiah offers a path that even the most confused pilgrim cannot miss. For us today, Christians scattered across nations, cultures, and circumstances, the message remains astonishingly relevant. Our wounds may not be caused by Babylon, but many know the exile of anxiety, loneliness, economic strain, injustice, sickness, or spiritual fatigue. We too feel the weight of weak hands and feeble knees, but Advent reminds us that Emmanuel comes precisely to those who are tired, trembling, and thirsty for hope. And he brings water for our deserts, strength for our knees, courage for our hearts, and a road home when life feels directionless. Advent is our reminder that God not only sees our brokenness, he walks into it. There are two questions for reflection. One, where do you most feel the desert places in your life that need God's renewing rain? Number two, what would it look like for you to strengthen someone else's weary hands or fearful heart this week? Practical exercise for today. Identify one person who seems discouraged or fearful and speak a word of courage to them. Echo in Isaiah's sermon in verse 4. Be strong. Do not fear. God will come and save you. Let your encouragement become part of God's holy way in their life. Lord of the desert and the dawn, breathe hope into our weary hearts. Strengthen our hands, steady our knees. Renew our courage and open our eyes to your coming salvation. Make our lives signs of the holy way, where joy triumphs over sorrow and faith over fear. Lead us homeward singing until all creation rejoices with us. Through Christ our Emmanuel we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.